sitting in front of the computer much of the weekend. One thing I do need to tell you about, just before I went on the air this evening, I talked to Mark Glenn. And I don't need to tell you who Mark Glenn is if you're a regular listener to this program, but Mark told me about a remarkable article that has been published on the internet by a prominent American Jewish writer named Philip Weiss. Now, he has a website, philipweiss.com. It's spelled Philip with one L and two S's. So that's philipweiss.com. And it is an article. Unfortunately, I haven't seen the article because I was unable to access it on my computer. But in any case, it's a very interesting article asking the question as to whether or not, in fact, this is his words, ladies and gentlemen, not mine, Philip Weiss's words. He's a Jewish-American writer. He asks the question and answers it, do the Jews control the media? Do the Jews dominate the media? Now, this is a very interesting question, folks, because as Mark correctly pointed out to me in our discussion off the air, if Mark Glenn and I talk about that subject, or any number of other people, many, many other people, not just limited to Mark Glenn and I, if other people bring that question up, they're accused of being fear-mongers, hate merchants, anti-Semites, apologists for Hitler, Holocaust deniers, conspiracy theorists, you know the list, you know the names, you've heard them before. But Philip Weiss is writing candidly about the subject on his website. I'm looking forward to reading the article. I am familiar with other things that Philip Weiss has written. He wrote a very interesting article in New York Magazine on January 29, 1996, about Jewish power in America. Again, his words, folks. Not Zionist power, Jewish power. And now he's writing about it on his website at philipweiss.com. And although I don't have that in front of me, as I said, I understand that he very clearly says that, yes, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, so don't quote me quoting him and saying having said this, but what he's saying is that, yes, in his experience, most of the owners of the publications that he's worked for have been Jewish. Most of the editors and people of influence in those publications have been Jewish. And so, yes, he says it is safe to say that the Jews, his words, not mine, dominate the American media. Well, I doubt they're going to call Philip Weiss an anti-Semite. I'm very much looking forward to reading what he said because, what he said is the truth. All right, folks, we are going to the break. When we come back, a little bit more to discuss with you, including evidence of a prominent internet writer having apparently been taken on the payroll of a front for the Mossad.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny Did You Rob Bill Gates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did You Rob Bill Gates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Of course, that's republicbroadcasting.org. Before the break, I was citing the work on his website of Philip Weiss. And, you know, I checked a copy of my book, The New Jerusalem, Zionist Power in America, and I quoted Weiss's 1996 article in the New York Magazine, not the article that I was talking about earlier. In that article, Weiss put it bluntly, when the NRA exercises political power, it's a hot-button issue. When Jewish money plays a part, discussing it is anti-Semitic. Not that he's saying it's anti-Semitic to discuss Jewish money playing a part in political power in America. He's saying that people say that. Well, Philip Weiss is obviously a very bold Jewish American writer to dare to discuss things that are not allowed to be discussed, and I'm looking forward to seeing his article at philipweiss.com. You know, I hesitate to bring this up because it sounds like I'm really getting a little picky here, but I picked up a copy of the Washington Times here the other day. And there's a very large picture in the Washington Times, a four-column picture, four columns wide and about 5 inches tall, of an expansive view of Arlington National Cemetery. And the headline over the picture is Trumpeting Bravery. And it says it's a picture of a bugler standing among the grave markers at Arlington Cemetery playing taps during the funeral for an Army sergeant who was killed in Iraq. God bless him, the poor guy. He shouldn't have been there in the first place, but be that as it may, the amazing thing that grabbed my eye is that out of all these hundreds of tombstones that are immediately visible, plus many, many in the background that blur off into the distance, in the right hand of the picture, and of course, if you know anything about layout and newspaper placement and so forth, it is said that the eye constantly, almost invariably, falls to the right. And what do I see on the first tombstone at the far right but a Star of David? The rest of the tombstones have relatively unclear crosses. But the picture on the far right definitely bears a Star of David. Now, I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but this is not the first time that I've seen something like this. We've talked about it on this show. You can see it for yourself renting the film Patton starring George C. Scott, which is available on DVD. It opens with a scene of General George Patton standing in a cemetery in Europe, I believe in France. And right in your face are Stars of David. Now, folks, let's be honest about it. People, there have been people over the years who've calculated the figures. The actual Jewish contribution to the armed forces has not been that substantial, quite in contrast to the very substantial role that Jewish pressure groups have played in getting the United States into foreign conflicts because of their particular agenda. So I guess my question I'm asking here, folks, was this picture deliberately taken in this way? Was it altered in some way to highlight that Star of David? Or was it just a coincidence? What is the old question? Is it coincidence or conspiracy? It's not the first time this has happened. It won't be the last time that it's happened. Well, last week I told you about the effort by the Southern Poverty Law Center, an effective adjunct of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, managing to get a conference scheduled to be held at Catholic University scuttled. Not because the conference was anti-Semitic, but because two of the people who were going to speak at this conference, one speaking on the Catholic concept of property, the other speaking on the Catholic concept of community, have been accused of being anti-Semitic. Well, a very interesting letter to the editor of the Washington Times talking about this. And he says, not to his credit, his name is John Naughton of Silver Spring, Maryland. He says, though Catholic University is to be applauded for canceling what appear to be anti-Semitic lectures, it would have avoided embarrassment if it determined the lecturer's views were in concert with Catholic values before giving permission to hold the lectures on campus. Well, not even the Washington Times article, not even the Washington Times article alleged that these two speakers were going to give anti-Semitic statements or make anti-Semitic lectures, quite the contrary. But, of course, this person, Mr. Naughton, who apparently seems to be a devout Catholic, he's saying that was a good thing to cancel what he said appeared to be anti-Semitic lectures. But what's interesting is, and he says this, and this is quite true, he says, I hope this action by Catholic University signifies that in the future, only speakers who uphold Catholic values will be permitted to lecture on campus. He goes on to say that certainly was not the case when senatorial candidate Robert P. Casey Jr. was invited to lecture at the university in the middle of a successful campaign. He notes that some conservative Catholic groups objected to the university's invitation to Casey because he supports the widespread availability of the emergency contraceptive known as Plan B and has backed civil unions for same-sex couples, etc., etc. Well, this is very, very interesting because obviously Catholic University has differing ideas about what Catholic values are. They are willing to allow a speaker on campus who is going to make remarks that many, many other Catholics may find objectionable, or they may find the positions taken by these people objectionable. Those speakers and those campus functions are allowed to remain in force. But when two people who are alleged, whether rightly or wrongly, to be anti-Semites are barred from speaking on the campus at all, when they're not even intending to talk about issues related to the Jewish question, but they are only being barred because they are said to be anti-Semitic, that really does point out some hypocrisy on the part of the administrators at Catholic University. They should be ashamed of themselves. I'm not suggesting that Senator Bob Casey should have been banned from Catholic University. Don't get me wrong. I have very real concerns about trying to silence anybody for the simple reason that I've experienced it myself. I don't need to go into all the history of that. You've heard me talk about it here in this show. There was a determined effort to keep me off a campus in California from talking about my book about the Kennedy assassination because they said I was a quote-unquote Holocaust denier, even though up to that point, absolutely nothing in my book on the Kennedy assassination made any reference to the Holocaust whatsoever. In fact, I was criticized by one person who turned out in the end to be an absolute lunatic and troublemaker. I was criticized by this person for not even having talked about the Holocaust in my book on Kennedy, as though I still yet to figure it out what the Holocaust has to do with the Kennedy assassination. But, as I always say, you can't make everybody happy. You're damned if you do and damned if you don't. But I guarantee you the lesson we've learned here from Catholic University is that Catholic values are to be damned even by the administrators of a Catholic university if some of the people espousing Catholic values also happen to have other positions that don't make our Jewish friends happy. Well, this is all part and parcel of the hypocrisy that we have in America today. This is no surprise to any of you out there listening. The reason why you are listening, the reason why you tune into the Republic Broadcasting Network is because you know that you can, because you can handle the truth, because you know that you will hear the truth in this network. You know that this network is independent from the powerful forces that control the mass media in America. You know that you can rely on independent voices like American Free Press, and I always urge you to check out their website at AmericanFreePress.net. However, the problem is, and we will be talking about this briefly when we come back from the break, there are a lot of seemingly friendly voices and sources out there, seemingly friendly and reliable to some people. Some of us know better. Some of us have yet to learn the full story. But there are some sources out there that are like wolves in sheep's clothing. They bring a lot of good information, but they bring a lot of misinformation in the meantime. And I think I have pretty much nailed it down as of tonight about one of those sources of misinformation and disinformation. I am pretty certain now that this person is, if not a knowing, at the very least an unknowing asset of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad. It's not going to surprise many of you to hear who it is, because many of you out there insisted that this person was a Mossad asset from the beginning. And you know, I often argued the point with you, but I'm beginning to think you people were right and poor old Mike Piper was wrong. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, more when we come back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. You know, I've mentioned time and again that sometimes my gut instincts about things really turn out to be right. Let's just put it this way. Sometimes that little angel on my shoulder tells me to check out things. You know, I had been on the internet on my email for about 2 days because I was very, very busy working on some things. And today, I happened to be at the American Free Press office working on one of the computers there, although the office itself was closed. And something said to me, Christopher Blin is up to no good again. And you know what, folks? I went to Blin's website. The only thing I looked at on the internet today, until I later tried to check out philipweiss.com and couldn't get it. And you know, folks, I found a revelation there that pretty much clarifies many things in my mind that help answer the enigma of Christopher Blin and his wife, Helya Brand Caskell, often called the big bad mama of the DiGuello gang. Very interesting. Mr. Blin apparently has been banned, and wisely so, I might add, banned by Ray Ellen Rusbacher from her very popular website, rumormillnews.org. Blin has been posting a lot of information up there for years, much of which we now obviously have reason to question. Most recently, of course, his totally fallacious article claiming some nonsense story about which was thoroughly discredited by a number of other writers on the internet who certainly do believe in conspiracy, who do believe in vote fraud, who do believe in undue Jewish influence in American life. A story that Blin posted, a fallacious story Blin posted about and is allegedly an Israeli owned company having previously and perhaps once again counting the votes in the Iowa caucuses. The story wasn't true, folks. Blin has yet to acknowledge that it wasn't true, but in my experience, my personal experience with him and in a general experience, I can see that that is his modus operandi. In any case, he has been banned from rumormillnewsnot.org. And apparently now he's claiming that Army intelligence had something to do with it, because someone who may or may not have been in Army intelligence, and you can never really believe anything Berlin has to say, I'm sorry to say, I now realize, but he claims that somebody named Lane from Army intelligence wrote an email to rumormillnews.org and urged that Berlin be banned. Well, it's kind of funny because Berlin, of course, doesn't miss the opportunity to try to imply that American Free Press and Mark Lane, the anti-Zionist Jewish attorney, who hasn't been in the American Free Press office in years, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, and who really has absolutely nothing to do with American Free Press, either on a financial basis or on really even a professional basis at this time. Berlin is implying that because this person's name was Lane, that he may somehow be related to Mark Lane. And this person was also in Army intelligence, or so Berlin says or believes. And he points out that Mark Lane was in Army intelligence back in the 1940s. He describes that as the beginning of Mark Lane's career. Yeah, Mark Lane was about 22 years old in Army intelligence in World War II. Since then, he's been a very big critic of the United States Army. He's been a very big critic of Zionism, a very big critic of militarism, hardly an agent of Army intelligence. But be that as it may, in these convoluted, often convoluted, and this is the only thing that they can be described as, conspiracy theories that are spun by Berlin, it makes it as though this has something to do with it. Now, what's very, very interesting is that Berlin, and this is where we're going to come around here full circle. We're going to be going to the break very shortly, folks, here, so you'll have to bear with me on this, but it's kind of funny. In Berlin's crying and moaning about this, he's suggesting now that Ray Ellen Russbacher is taking directions from Army intelligence. Well, that's ridiculous, but be that as it may, now Berlin is claiming that. He's also implying that part of the reason why he's been banned, or that there's efforts to silence him, is because he wrote an article about the fact that some of these people who've been involved in school shootings have been under the influence of psychiatric drugs. Well, I don't think there's anybody in the world who disputes that. Of course, some in the psychiatric industry would, because they want to pump children and young people full of drugs. We see that all the time. And it's funny because in his article, Berlin implies that American Free Press either made fun of him or once tried to suppress articles to that effect that he had written about the fact that some of the school shooters had been on psychiatric drugs. Well, it's funny because that was brought up back when the Berlin crisis began at American Free Press, because it was pointed out to Berlin that those stories had already, in fact, been covered in American Free Press on a number of occasions, in particular by Tony Blizzard, one of the popular writers for the publication. Well, folks, don't get too bored by this. I'm going to wrap it up very shortly with some very, very interesting information, but I'm laying the groundwork for it. Now, stay tuned for the break, folks. When we come back, we'll lay it all out, the big stuff that really indicts Berlin as a Mossad asset. Stay tuned.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259. Call today, 877 877-
877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at republicbroadcasting.org. Those of you who are longtime readers of American Free Press, and even before that, some of you were readers of the old Spotlight newspaper, know that both of those publications have published literally hundreds, maybe thousands of articles advocating natural health and advocating opposition to the use of psychiatric drugs on young people or on anybody, for that matter. I wouldn't know what I know about natural health. My health isn't the best in the world, but, you know, it's been ages since I've taken a prescription drug. And I generally rely on herbs and herbal and homeopathic remedies. So I believe in it myself. And I do not trust prescription drugs, particularly psychiatric drugs. And incidentally, none have ever been recommended by any doctors for me. But needless to say, when Christopher Boleyn goes on the Internet and lies once again about American Free Press and says how American Free Press tried to suppress publication of an article about the dangers of psychiatric drugs and how the school shooters had been taking them, well, folks, that's just another outrageous patent lie. As I said, Tony Blizzard, who's been on this show a couple months ago, and Ralph Forbes has been on this show about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago maybe, they have written about it in American Free Press. So it's not something American Free Press has suppressed, but now Boleyn is saying that. Well, now, here's where we come full circle, folks. Here's where things get very, very interesting. I finally found out now where Boleyn has been receiving some income, according to him, from 2006 to 2007. Well, I presume he's been receiving some income. I don't think he was doing it for free. He claims that he was editing a book by a woman who is an expert on the dangers of psychiatric drugs. As Boleyn put it, from 2006-2007. So for a period of some months, or maybe well into a year, Boleyn was doing this work for this woman. Well, why is this interesting, folks? Although this woman writes about psychiatric drugs, I pointed out way, way back when this whole mess with Boleyn and Huffschmidt began, Boleyn's close confidant, Eric Huffschmidt, I pointed out that this woman in question, who had some association with Boleyn that I had initially been unaware of, this woman has been more than once alleged by various people in various places, I should say many people in many places, this woman has been alleged to be a front for a very powerful international organization, a private organization, said to be a religious organization, an organization that I have been told, and many, many sources believe and have been told, I was even told this by a former diplomat, retired diplomat, Stephen Kotsak, who spent a lot of time in Israel, who's been written about in a book published in Europe by an anti-New World Order analyst. This organization that this Boleyn associate has herself been alleged to be a front for is a Mossad front. It's a very powerful organization, a private organization, and I'm not going to name it because this organization likes to sue people. They have a very big, powerful battery of lawyers, and they would take a grand opportunity to try to sue the Republic Broadcasting Network if I mentioned this organization by name, so I will not mention this organization. Suffice it to say that it's a very powerful organization which has people in all walks of life that do the bidding of this organization. Now, this organization, if my sources and my research, which has been rather extensive on this, if all this information is correct, and I think that it is, this organization was taken over from its founder, who was a highly respected author and philosopher. This author and philosopher was pushed out of the organization, and behind-the-scenes interests, in fact, a bunch of Jewish lawyers came in and took it over. They're the ones who are really running the organization. They allow the organization to operate as a free-floating organization, but the members of the organization are utilized for intelligence purposes. I can tell you that several years ago, many, many years ago, an individual who I subsequently learned was associated with this organization made a very strong effort to infiltrate the USS Liberty Veterans Organization. This same individual also made an attempt to infiltrate the inner circles of Congressman Jim Traficant, Democrat of Ohio. And it's my understanding that Congressman Traficant had actually come to believe that this individual was probably a Mossad operative. I got that not directly from Congressman Traficant himself, but from a friend of Congressman Traficant's who in turn told me that. Now the point is this, folks, and Christopher Boleyn was working for this woman for a period from 2006 to 2007, ostensibly editing a book. He was probably receiving money from her. I don't know that he was, but I have a feeling that he wasn't doing it for free. And considering the fact that he had no other known means of employment at the time, we would have to assume that, in fact, Boleyn was receiving money for his quote-unquote editing work. And I want to tell you from personal experience, ladies and gentlemen, that while Christopher Boleyn can string a lot of lines together, I've never known of him to be much of an editor. In fact, a lot of his material for American Free Press had to be substantially edited to make it make sense. So what you were seeing in American Free Press was not always precisely what Boleyn wrote. Rather, it was made to sound much better than it really was. Sometimes he had the real news buried at the end of the story, preceded by long historical analyses of things that had nothing to do with the story itself. So the real news had to be moved up front. So out of all the people in the world to be selected by this woman, who is apparently a front for this powerful organization, out of all the people in the world to select as her editor, she selected Christopher Boleyn. So now maybe we know the source of Christopher Boleyn's money. This doesn't mean that everything he says and does is dictated by the Mossad, but it does mean that they were providing funding for him, or presumably providing funding for him, at a very critical period after he had been severed from American Free Press because of his still applicable daily association via telephone and email with Eric Hufschmidt, who Berlin himself told me is Jewish, but of course Hufschmidt spends most of his time ranting and raving about the poor Jews. Figure that one out. Maybe now I understand what they mean when they say they're self-hating Jews. But in any case, it's also interesting to note that one of Berlin's closest advisors, an aging gentleman who calls himself a Khazar, also has said that his sister, not Berlin's sister, but this Khazar gentleman's sister, was a higher-up in that international organization that was taken over by Israel's Mossad. So here again, folks, here again, just another little piece of the puzzle falling into place. And it's very frightening, folks. It's very frightening because things, as you see, are not always what they seem. This is not to suggest, by any means, that Berlin's articles about psychiatric drugs are wrong. At least the thesis behind them. Because, like I say, that's been a position that American Free Press and the Spotlight before it have taken for a long, long time. And rightly so. American Free Press is a big supporter of natural health and natural supplements. Likewise, in that realm, I am compelled to tell you that you should consider natural supplements yourself. And one source for it is Herbal Healer Academy. They're a longtime sponsor of RBN, folks, and they're providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners and a free online newsletter. I'm going to give you their website in a moment. Herbal Healer provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, and informative newsletters and information on their research on natural health. So go to their website at herbalhealer.com, just like it sounds, H-E-R-B-A-L-H-E-A-L-E-R.com. Herbalhealer.com. They have a huge variety of products. They have many different specials. When you go there, let them know you've heard about them from RBN. All right, folks. Spent a little bit more time than I intended talking about the enigma of Kinkster Balloon and his wife, Helya Brand Kaskel, False Face, and Lola Lasagna. And I'm sure there will be much more to be said. But having said all that, we're going to go to the phones, and we're going to go right to Texas with Jim. How are you doing, Jim? You've been very patient.
Mike, I'm probably the only one in the United States that figured out why the only site you chose today was Christopher Berlin, because you wanted to see the latest nude photo of Helya Brand Kaskel. Okay? That's why you chose that site.
Well, I tell you, I don't know that they've ever posted any of those kind of photos of her on the internet, but if you go to Google and search Helya Brand Kaskel, you will find a rather provocative photograph of her on this website where she is evidently promoting herself as a television star. It's kind of interesting, you know, she and her two children were in a big motion picture about the attack on the ship, the Estonia. And even though the Berlins claim to have been searching for the truth about the Estonia, that film that they appeared in, for which presumably they were paid some money, distorted the reality of what really happened. So if anybody wants to see a picture of Helya Brand Kaskel, they can go to Google and find it very easily. Her name is spelled H-E-L-J-E, Helya, pronounced Helya Brand Kaskel. And I can tell you that that photograph is not quite as revealing as those other photographs that Helya Brand Kaskel and Christopher exposed to me, much to my embarrassment, hardly more than an hour or so after I met them.
You've probably got your own private collection of a bunch of these photographs, but that's neither here nor there. I'm going to go back to Philip Weiss. Okay?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's get away from the
brilliant
Berlin
statement, like the Jews control the media. That's like saying Sam Johnson from Dothan, Alabama, said, "You know, by God, the sun rises in the east." You know, it's just as pertinent, so to speak. And to say something else about the fact that they control the media, it is my humble opinion, and who knows what it's worth, but the Jew media could tomorrow, with a concerted effort, and that's the only kind of effort they have, is a concerted effort, they could declare that a bikini-clad, or God forbid, a nude picture of Ruth Bader Ginsburg would be the most popular pinup in the entire United States military. And they would have an act of Congress. If they wanted to, they could declare an act of Congress that she is the epitome of female pulchritude, okay?
Jim, you know, I was about to say, Jim, of course you're being facetious, but you know, the problem is, Jim, no matter how facetious you may or may not be,
the problem is
that I think you're absolutely right. I mean, to take it to its most base level, literally, if the mass media suddenly decided to make a sex symbol out of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they would, even if they couldn't do it, they'd try to do it.
No, they could do it as
well. They would try to do it, and you know, the odd thing is, a lot of people would buy it. That is exactly the power. I mean, we've seen how they've taken Barack Obama and turned him into a virtual cult figure overnight. I mean, he's a smart guy, he's well spoken, he seems very friendly, but you know, that's how you could describe probably about you could probably describe 200 other members of Congress that way, and
he's
probably find 5,000 state officials around the country who have far more experience in government. And dare I say, Hillary Clinton really is right when she says that Barack Obama's experience is quite limited. And yet, when the media decides to make a hero of somebody, they can make him a hero, or if they decide to make a villain of him, they can make a villain of him. So your point, Jim, your point, as facetious as it sounds on its face, is not a facetious point at all.
There's probably a couple hundred thousand would-be rapists that are salivating as I speak to get a chance to get at Ruth Bader Ginsburg, because that's what they're told by the media. What they're told is what they believe.
I doubt very much, though, they're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, most of them are probably blind to begin with, because, I mean, there's not too many blind rapists, but if there are, they'd be after her. Hey.
Yeah, you know, Jim, you know, like I say, it's, you know, it is just so true. I don't think that even many of the people, and I'm not insulting our listeners, but I guess what I'm saying is that I don't think that even many people who are suspicious of the mass media, as I think all of our listeners are, most of our listeners, 99.9% of them, I still don't think that a lot of people fully recognize how influential the media is on so many other people. You know, because our people are intelligent. Our listeners here at RBN are intelligent, and therefore immediately suspect of the media, but I don't think they ever consider. Now, I know you do, Jim, but a lot of people, I don't think, understand how deeply the media does influence the average American, and that's why we always say at American Free Press, the media is the enemy.
Absolutely, and most people, Mike, and I've found this to be 100% true, most people, you see articles written by people, and they know who's controlling things, they know who run things, but they continually use the word neo-Nazi or Nazi or fascist, and these are the complete opposite of what the Jews want you to think. I mean, that's exactly what they want you to think.
Yeah.
But it's the complete opposite of the truth.
Right, so exactly. I mean,
you never use those words, because that's the key words of the Jews.
That's right.
They want
that's
you to
exactly
use those
right.
words. That's why I never use them. Like Judeo-Christian. I'd rather have my throat cut than use that word, Judeo-Christian.
Well, again, it's one of these things that are constantly beamed into the brains and into the retina. Into the heart and soul of every person who turns on the radio, or every person who turns on television, or opens up a magazine. And you know, what can I say? Philip Weiss at philipweiss.com has pretty much laid out who it is that's in charge.
Well, Mike,
Jim, listen, thanks for your call.
Thought, as a final.
All right, folks, we're going to the break here. We'll have room, I think, to bring up one more caller when we get back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here. RepublicBroadcasting.org. Thank God for RBN, folks.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. We only have a few minutes left, so I'm not going to be able to get up all the callers, but we're going back to Texas with Ken. Ken, come on up.
Mike, nice talking to you.
How you doing tonight?
Hey, I wrote to ABC, CBS, and NBC, and I told them to send me a tape or a CD of the Joe McCarthy hearings that they've got on film, 1954. I watched them live. I just wonder if they'll answer me. I told my show on my cable access show, too. Hey, you know they got this Kennedy stuff out of the files yesterday or today?
You know, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it was on Channel 5 News tonight. It was on NBC. And they're talking about it being local Dallas paper, probably Fort Worth paper tomorrow. But anyway, they bring out a push cart, like about six boxes you keep files in.
Yeah, okay.
And they showed some kind of a conversation between, supposed conversation between Oswald and Ruby, and Ruby's holster. I got enough books to fill them boxes up to the top, including yours.
That's very interesting. I tell you what, there was a fellow who used to work for Liberty Lobby back in the 1960s. He had an aunt who lived in New Orleans next to Lee Harvey Oswald, and she told her nephew and told other people, and she may have told the FBI as well, that she had seen Jack Ruby visiting. She didn't know Jack Ruby at the time, but she recognized Ruby later after he shot Oswald. During the summer of 1963, she saw Jack Ruby visiting Lee Harvey Oswald at his apartment in New Orleans.
You know, they
so
didn't know
there's the one case where I know of specifically that there was evidence of their contact from a source that was probably as reliable as anything you're going to find.
Yeah.
So,
hey, they need another movie made. Hey, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for your call, Ken. All right, well, more revelations on the Kennedy assassination, folks. There's a lot of people that would like it to go away, just as people want the USS Liberty to go away, but neither are going to go away. And that reminds me, folks, starting next Saturday right here on RBN, I forget the time, but right here on RBN next Saturday morning, you will be able to hear the USS Liberty Hour hosted by Mark Glenn and Phil Turney, a survivor of the USS Liberty. They're not just going to talk about the USS Liberty, although that's certainly something to talk about, but lots of other things relevant to what's happening in our world today. A lot of it, of course, going right back to that terrible, terrible day in 1967 when the Israelis attacked the USS Liberty. And if any of you out there are listening and you've never heard about the USS Liberty, well, now's the time you need to learn something about it. Here's going to be your opportunity right here on this network, republicbroadcasting.org. All right, folks, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check out herbalhealer.com, another one of our good sponsors here at RBN. You need information about natural health, and you can get it by listening to the programming on this network and by going to our good sponsors, like herbalhealer.com, among others. So don't fail to check it out, folks. All right, God willing, we will see you all here tomorrow night. Apologies to those we couldn't bring up tonight, the callers, but we'll be here tomorrow night. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for more good programming. Have a good evening.
Gold has